wounds in the soul. Healing for our soul. When we become saved, our spirit is what gets saved. It's not our soul. So the spirit man needs to be brought into sanctification. Our spirit man is already sanctified. The moment we receive Christ, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And so our spirit is saved. It is sanctified. Our spirit is made perfect. So then, what is the soul? The soul is the will, emotions, and our mind. Our body is controlled by our soul. The spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit, and it takes direction from the Holy Spirit and desires only to serve God. But our soul man, which is not connected to the Holy Spirit, is selfish and wants to serve the flesh. It wants to do what it wants to do. It has cravings that are contrary to the Spirit, our spirit's craving for God, for the things of God. And so therefore, it must be sanctified. It must be sanctified. It must be set apart for the Father's use. Now in Romans 8 and 29, it talks about us being transformed into the image of Christ. And it says in verse 29, it says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." It says, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." So what God is doing is that he is transforming us on a daily basis into the image of his Son. So he is sanctifying us, getting us prepared, getting us ready to receive so that we won't have spot or blemish. And that's what Christ said. He's coming back for a church without spot and without blemish. And so our souls needs to be brought into sanctification. And how do we do that? How do we get our souls sanctified? We get our souls sanctified through the healing process. There's a healing process that goes along with sanctification, that goes along with salvation, that goes along with us being righteous before the Father. And so you say, well, our spirit is saved, but our soul needs to be sanctified. Why does our soul need to be sanctified? It's because of sin. Jesus Christ went to the cross for our sins, and so that we would be healed. How do we get these sins in our soul? Isaiah 30 and 26 says, "The Lord binds up the hurt of his people and heals their wounds afflicted by him because of sins." The wounds are not in our spirit man, but it's in our inner man, which is the soul. And they got there through sin. So, we can be afflicted in our souls because of sins and because of hurts. Sometimes, when we are wounded in our souls, it causes affliction in our body. We could have heart problems, or arthritis could come from wounds in our soul, or heart attacks could come from wounds in our soul. Asthma could come from wounds of the soul. It's a lot of sicknesses that come about because of the wounds in our soul that have not been healed. And once our souls have been healed, a lot of times these sicknesses will disappear because the sin has been forgiven, the wound has been healed, and the enemy can no longer operate from that wound. Amen. Let's look at Luke 4 and 29. It says, Luke 4 and 33, it says, "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou son of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thou who thou art, the Holy One of God." See, Jesus had no sin in his soul that the enemy, that the demons could become familiar with, or that they had in common with. And so the demons were like, "What are you doing here? We have nothing in common with you. Are you come to destroy us?" See, he had that right, because he had nothing in common with the demon. Oftentimes we try to heal people, and the healing is not taking place because the same demon that they're operating in, you're operating in the same thing. The same thing that they've been afflicted with and have a wound in, you have the same wound. So until your wound gets healed, you cannot heal that person of the wound that's causing their sickness, because the same thing is happening in you. So when we get it straight, when we get it worked out, we can go back to that person and cast that demon out, and the demon must flee. So, how do we get our souls healed? Leviticus 17:11 says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul." We must apply the blood of Jesus to the wound in our soul. It is the blood that makes atonement. It cleanses, it forgives, it covers, it makes atonement for sin. And a person, by legal rights, you have a right to the blood of Christ, because Christ went to the cross and shed his blood. And through that blood, it cleanses, it washes away the sin which causes the wound in the soul. So when we apply the blood, we ask forgiveness of the sin. We ask God to forgive us for all the sin that we have done, which caused the wound in our soul. And then we forgive those that came against us, that sinned against us, which caused the wound in the soul. And so there's a list that we have to go down. Lord, forgive me for this, this, and this. Father, I forgive them for doing this, this, and this. Cover the wound, cover the sin that caused the wound, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover that wound, cover that sin with your blood, in Jesus' mighty name. In Isaiah 53:4, it says, surely, talks about Jesus, how he went to the cross for us, and what he did for us on the cross, and why we can claim salvation, why we can claim healing, not just for our natural bodies, but also for our spiritual bodies, for our soul. Verse 4 says, surely he hath bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did smitten him, stricken, smitten of God. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then in verse 10 it says, verse 9 it says, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. And yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. God made Jesus Christ's soul an offering for our sins. Wow. So we see that it was Jesus' sacrifice on the cross that caused our healing and our deliverance. Praise God. Praise God. It was Jesus' sacrifice that he made for us. The shedding of his blood washes away every sin that ever wounded our soul. Praise God. It could be the sin. We could have sinned against our own self, or someone may have sinned against us. But our sin caused the wound. It could be sins of the past, sins that our ancestors may have done, which caused wounds in our soul. But Jesus' blood heals every sin. And the power of the Holy Ghost will bring the healing to our soul that we need. Praise God. In Acts 10 and 38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. The power, the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, will go in and begin to just do away with that wound in our soul and begin to bring healing in Jesus' name. See, the blood of Jesus Christ takes away the sin, and the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost goes in and begin to do an operation in our soul. Amen. It begins to bring everything that the soul needs in order to be healed. All the things that's needed for the soul to be healed, for the wound to be healed, hallelujah, the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost goes in and begins to operate in that area. It begins to work out some things in our soul. Amen. You know, the enemy is tricky. And what he has done is that he has wounded our souls, caused our souls to become wounded, that he can operate through them so that we, as saints of God, won't be able to give God glory. Because we're put here to give God glory, to give honor and glory to his name, that his name would be glorified in the earth. But if our souls are so bogged down and so wounded, we don't see how to give God glory. We can't give God glory through wounded and hurting souls. But when our souls have become healed, now we're able to see clearly. We're able to hear from God and do the work of the Lord. Now we're able to do the work of Christ. Huh? Greater works than these shall you do. Why? Because your soul is healed. Now you're able to bring glory to God's name. Now you're able to glorify Christ. You're able to glorify God in the earth. Jesus said, "And you, so far you have asked me nothing." He said, "Ask me that I will do it for you, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." So when we begin to get our souls healed, we begin to prosper in the things of God. Now we're able to lay hands upon the sick and they recover. Now we're able to cause demons to cast. We're able to cast out demons. Why? Because they have no reference in our soul. They have no place in us. They have no familiarity in our soul. So we're able to cast them out and bring glory and honor to God's name, so that his name will be glorified in the earth. We give glory to the name of God through what we do on earth. When we do good deeds, just as Jesus did. If our souls are sick and wounded, we can't do the work of Christ. We can't glorify God in the earth. And that's why, again, I say, the enemy causes us to sin, which causes wounds in our soul, so he can work through that wound and cause us not to be able to be fully what God has called us to do and to be. Colossians 2:14-15, it says, Jesus Christ went to the cross for us. It says that he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took them out of the way, nailing them to his cross. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. It is because of the words of truth,
It is because the word is true. We are saved. Our spirit is saved. Our soul is being sanctified. So our souls have sinned and have wounds. Our souls are being sanctified unto the Father. So listen, when our souls are healed, there's some steps that we must do. In Matthew 12 and 43, it talks about how when the enemy is kicked out of a place, what he does. And it says this. It says, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. When our soul has been healed and the wound in our soul has been cleansed, so that that wound is no more filled with the pus and the slime and the filthiness and all of these things which cause a oozing sore from the wound. The sore from the wound is healed when we apply the dunamis power of God, the blood of Christ to that wounded area. It becomes healed, and it's no longer festering. It's no longer a festering open sore where the enemy goes in and tries to work through or works through, but it has been healed, and the enemy is cast out, and he's walking about in dry places and looking for rest, looking for a place that he can go in and work through. He can't find any. Why? Because your soul, that wound has been healed, cleaned out, is clean, is clear, hallelujah, and it's dry, no more festering, but it has been cleared, clean. So the enemy, what he does is he says, so the enemy that worked through that wound is cast out, and the wound is healed, dried up. And the enemy walks about in dry places trying to seek a place of an opening where he can go in and do his bidding, do his dirty work. What we must do as saints is fill that place where the enemy was cast out of. It must be filled with the power of God, filled with the anointing of God, filled with the words of God, with the love of God. It must be filled with the things of God. So that when the enemy tries to come back to that place where that wound was, he can't get in. He'll find no rest there. He can't find any place to go in and wreak havoc. Now listen at what it says in verse 43. It says, then he said, I will return unto my house. See, he's still claiming that place in your soul as his dwelling place. He says, I'm going to go back to my house from which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. So he comes in and he finds a place in you that is empty. You haven't put anything in it. You haven't put no prayer in there. You haven't put no the saving grace of God. You haven't put anything in that place. You haven't put the love of Christ in there. You haven't put the word in there. You haven't done anything. But instead, he finds it swept, empty, and he finds it garnished. Garnished with what? Things that he enjoys. Things that the enemy enjoys that he can find attractive. So whatever he goes in there, he finds it's attractive to him. So he says it's garnished. Garnished with what? The things that he desires. The things that he loves. And then in verse 45 it says, then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also with this wicked generation. And that's the way it is when we don't fill those wounds. Once they have been cleansed and healed, now we have to fill it with something. If we don't fill it with something, the enemy's going to come right back. And he's going to do just what he wanted to do before, and even worse, because he has more power now. He has more enemies coming in with him. John 5 and 4 part B of verse 4 says, "And he said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole." Jesus had healed a man. He had made him whole. He was cleansed. And then he went and he found the man in the temple. And when he found the man in the temple, he said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." In verse 14, he says, "Go and sin no more." Why? Because if you sin again, a worse thing is going to happen. In other words, 7 more demons is going to come and begin to operate in that wound that you caused through the sin that you did. So what is God telling us? When you've sinned, ask God to forgive you, cleanse the wound in your soul, and don't go back and do that sin again. Stay in a place of security in Christ. Stay connected, stay focused, and attentive to the things of God. So let's pray. First, we're going to pray for the sin that caused the wound. We're going to pray for the sin. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would forgive me of every sin, O God, that I may have caused, O God, or that I have caused to make there be a wound in my soul, O God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would forgive me. Father God, I ask that you would forgive all those, O God, that have wounded me or caused a wound in my soul. I ask you to forgive them, and I forgive them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I forgive everyone, O God, that have wounded me in any area of my life, O God, which caused me to have a wound in my soul. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, I ask that you would forgive these sins, O God, of my ancestors, O God, of every generation from Genesis on up, O God, of my ancestors, O God. Forgive every wound, O Father, in the name of Jesus that may affect my soul, even today. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive, O God, that you would put your blood upon that sin, Father, and make an atonement, Father, in Jesus' name. For in Leviticus 17, it says that the blood makes an atonement for our soul. And so, Father God, I believe this, and I stand on it in Jesus' name, that your blood, the blood of your Son, has washed away my sins, that it's washing away the sin of every commitment that I have made, every commitment that I have made with sin. I ask your forgiveness, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would cleanse and wash away that sin in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, and I receive your forgiveness in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, I also pray for my soul. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would forgive me, Father, that the sin that caused the wound in my soul, O God, I pray, Lord, that it be healed in Jesus' name. By your power, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, O God, that wound is healed in Jesus' name on the inside of me. I've already been resurrected. I've already been redeemed. I've already been saturated, O God, in newness of life, O God. Hallelujah, because you said in your word, O God, that I am saved because I believed in Jesus Christ. He is my Lord and Savior, and I am saved and sanctified. But Father God, my soul is wounded, and I ask you to heal the wound in my soul through your mighty power in the name of Jesus. I decree that the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost is flowing in my soul right now to cause me to be excellent of soul, to heal every wound in my soul, O God, and cause my soul to be excellent in every place, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I'm able, O God, to make a full recovery in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, that you fill me with your resurrection power, both in my soul and in my body. I know that when my soul gets healed, that I will be prosperous in my finances, that I'll be prosperous in my health, that I'll be prosperous, O God, in the things that you've called me to. Father God, that there'll be no restrictions in my soul. Father, there'll be no restrictions in my walk with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you and give you honor in Jesus' name.